This is our last chance. Our last chance.
I could have strangled her when she said we weren't going.
Two whole days thrown away, lost. Could have planned something. Could have worked it all out.
All right, we can't waste any more time. All right, answer it.
It's time to get up. I said it's time to get up, honey. Oh, Roger, get up. Oh, Roger, get up, please. Roger, get up this morning.
Oh, forsooth, my love, is there no way in which this poor maiden can make it arrive?
Now, that's not what I meant, and you know it. Look, I've got an idea. I'm going to make you a fresh pot of coffee. And as soon as it's ready, if you're still in bed, I'll pour you a cup, put in just a little touch of cream, bring it upstairs, and pour it all over your... Now get out of that bed. I can't see you.
Sorry.
No, wait, there's some horrible mistake here.
Stand by. Cueing the graphic. 3, 2, 1.
Urgent. He's coming on. They want this on tape.
A moment of silence, please.
How many historic events have only the two of us witnessed together? How often did we make or change history? When our names can never grace any pages of record, no monument will ever bear our image. And yet once again, tonight, the course of human history will be set by two unknown men standing in the shadows.
Our work in the past 30 years, all of our victories, if the world were to see this, it would destroy all we've gained in a few hours. Tonight, we have a new enemy.
Command, this is Retail Up. Squadron is in the air. We are on station and awaiting instruction.
Roger. Break formation.
Take the target. What you hear, what you must be, what you see.
Sir?
See.
Is it ready for me?
Mr. President, we're initiating sequence
verification.
In order to control one soul, first dismantle.
Prehistoric world. That must be where we materialized in either side of it. Villain world and hero world.
Or a herd of flesh-eating dinosaurs feeding off the bones of dozens.
The portal to a man's soul. Can I borrow your eyes? Look at me. Concentrate. I control the video. Can I control your mind?
Can I be your new God?
Okay, we're going to be continuing this conversation tomorrow. I'm late for the party fundraiser. And Douglas, I'll put in a good word.
What is everything to someone and nothing to everyone else? You're all mine, baby. And now mine comes with the power of yours.
Am I right?
rather enormous structure of the radio telescope is being used for the broadcast.
That's right.
Being so large, it is difficult to understand why the matter is so delicate.
That's because of the distance involved. It takes about 18 minutes or so for a signal to get from here to there, and about the same amount of time for a response to come back. Now, only a tiny fraction, a few millionths of the power we put into the broadcast, actually gets there.
A few million? Oh, think of the waste.
Would it help if I pulled the blinds?
No, but you might switch off the radio.
Hey, give me some slack, okay? Are they dead?
Oh, no, they're just astro traveling. They've overdosed on burning chrome.
It's burning chrome?
That's a mix of local herbs and berries. Speciality of the house, you serve it over ice cream.
I got a feeling there's a magnet. Someplace in this town draws in all the dirtbags off Interstate 30.
You look like a sensible man. Do you believe that there's life on other planets?
I don't believe there's life in this room.
Exactly.
Yeah? Well, at least my mother never smoked Mary Jane.
Hey, this is a family show. We can't have that type of language.
Chins to chest. We're closing our eyes and clearing our mind and focusing on our breath. Nothing exists except your breathing. The cellular customer you have called has traveled outside the service area. Please hang up and return to a simpler way of life.
Sorry.
She was on air and hit remind me. Heck, we're doing everything but making the popcorn.
All right, as you'll see, interlaced with the frames of the original Hitler image, we found these sections. Now, we thought they were just noise, but they're actually data, huge amounts of it.
Well, that's impressive. I gotta give me one of these computers. You need a corner one here?
Yeah, that's right. Bob.
Yeah, great. Whatever.
No, this is great talk radio.
God damn it, an entire generation.
Wait, white clothes. Advertising has to take the far to close. These are the behaviors.
Spiritual war. How great depression.
To believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. We won't.
To a coffee house for some atmosphere, and I never look back.
Nothing wrong.
Not another man,
boy. I need something great, something fresh, something hot.
Well, things are going very well, actually. The second printing of How to Be You 2 hits the shelves next month, and Simon & Schuller's already pre-ordered 12 million copies, so we are completely ecstatic.
Schuller, bonjour.
You backstabbing, underhanded little coffee pig. This is my show, my story, my microphone.
What? Hey, wait a second. I believed you, man.
Yeah. I stayed up all night dancing and then studying for finals because of you.
I'm cold. Come on, let's go.
You mean
to tell me you run a radio station out of your home? I've got to hear about this.
Absolutely. I just sit right on the couch in the living room, talk into one of these. The wire goes all the way out to the satellite uplink, and as if by magic, everyone in America hears my voice.
You can make an income doing this?
You bet you can. There's a potential of 8 million satellite dish owners. Multiply that by $10 a holler. Why, it's more than I can count. They get it from me. I actually get paid for watching television.
What do you mean?
Yesterday it reached a ground zero point of ludicrousness. It's gone as far as it can go. The experiment is over. The agenda must change and mutate into something else.
Thank you.
have the IQ of a moist toilet. Hey, I can't seem to figure out how to get the computer to make another show.
You have used some words that you don't understand. What does show mean? And your eyebrows remind me of how to use your caterpillars. They please me.
So the fun never ends. Talks, giggles, sings, and says hundreds of things. Programming requires assistance.
That's impossible. Our weather pattern analysis.
Mr. Wick, this is bad. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this before. It reminds me of a fresh Canadian tennis racket stuck to the back of a snooker, falling out of my sister's Brazilian donkey. I don't think I can make myself any clearer.
Wick, get him off that planet.
Chinese neighbor's middle name.
This is like the most fun I've ever had.
Yeah.
Is it up, Hal?
He has a nearly photographic memory. Extensive background in black ops all over the globe.
How crazy is he?
Crazy is a word I have difficulty with. Well, let's cut the shrink wrap, Doctor. The man asked you how nuts he is.
You can't just keep us strapped here like a big bunch of strapped people.
Actually, we can do whatever we like. The men in black, as you call it, serve the Illuminati. A very old, very powerful organization.
The Illuminati? Never heard of them.
No one has ever heard of the Illuminati because we wish to go unnoticed. Believe me, our influence is most pervasive.
Oh, how cute. Your little club stole its symbol from the dollar.
Actually, our little club ordered Thomas Jefferson to include our symbol on American currency as a demonstration. The Latin motto translates roughly as a new world order. Our world order.
Aliens! Wait, people are aliens!
Yes, the toilet screen is people. Anything else we need to cover?
Did you search it?
in black was supposed to keep the Earth safe from aliens and their advanced technology.
Just a myth to lull you humans into complacency while we prepare your planet for conquest.
I can stop that. Become all 3 a.m. in the morning singing at the top of the blog and peeing all over the stairs. Imagine.
Seven
times. Does it mean that one of your past lives is trying to send a message?
Thank you.
Once again, please.
That was absolutely perfect without being actually any good. Once again, then.
Answer as quickly as you can. How old is the person born in 1928?
animals. Does it stop? One more time. How old is the man born? Still alive? The man is born in 1948. Still alive. How old is the man? 4 months. The man was born October 3rd, 1948. Still alive. How old? What time? Energy, Bob. You know, a little piece. I want to go home. How the hell can I get home, Bob?
I think we should get started now.
What?
Just...
Hey, Bob.
Good.
I'm sorry, I'm late. I got stuck in traffic on the freeway.
Yeah, we'll just have to get started.
You don't have to.
What are you doing?
No, I'm afraid that I can be freaking
cold.
Let me.
This is my friend.
Really?
What happened? He's a very effective. Stop doing that. Really?
Well, it's only Bob. We went to college together. I want you to be offended if you want to say no.
No,
Dad.
No. Nobody wants
to be offended. Okay, good. Oh. So, Bob. Thank you. Thank you.
Have you read Bob's book? Really quite excellent.
Well, I have plenty of problems. The biggest of which right now is jet lag, so I think I'll pass for now.
o'clock.
What's wrong?
There's something I want to tell you.
Group therapy. Hey, that's great. Hey, Bob, thanks for giving us a chance to grieve together. Bob, he'd piss in his pants if you showed him a knife, you know that.
That is absolutely correct.
Buck.
May I have some plan to replace Bob?
Maybe you should.
No, I can't do that. Not right now. For one reason or another, I'm more screwed up than you people are.
I was just being obnoxious and loud before, right?
You were Bob's best friend.
Name's Buck.
I heard him screaming one night at Bob. Made the hairs on my neck stand up. Anyway, I hope that they fry whoever did it. And it takes a really long time. And then a fuse blows. Wow.
At least that's what Bob thought.
Did you get what I wanted? Is it loaded?
Of course. But I better show you how to use it. This is the safety. This is on. When the safety's on, it wouldn't fire. This is the slide. You fire the first time, pull it back like this. That puts a round on the spout.
Is there one in there now?
Yes.
Then I'm all set. I'll just make sure the safety's on. Fine. Start pulling the trigger, right? How many times can I pull?
7. It's semi-automatic, so it injects its shell casings. Once you fire, I suggest you gather up the casings. Maintenance counts. And then, too, the police set great store by shell casings.
Time's up.
I haven't quite finished yet.
Almost no one does. Those who do, we're Sava geniuses. We're not in the market. Sava genius. Sava genius bores easily. Tends to brood. Then to plot.
Alice revolts.
Sexual conquest, mostly. He's an aggressive, healthy, heterosexual male with a superior IQ of 141. He's divorced, no children, has a BA from Michigan in political science. Good Spanish, fair French, quite a little Arabic. And according to his test results, just a touch of paranoia.
Paranoia is good.
Keeps one simple.
This man is my best friend. Do you really need that guy right now?
Name's Buck.
No, I was the last one out, right? And Bob, the last words he said to me were, if I go, man, you take the torch, you save the planet, right? And I'm like, wild.
Monique. Yeah, I make furniture.
Really?
Yeah, I made this desk for Bob to remind him of New York.
Oh, back in that beat.
That's a great career move. Where were you at the time of the killing, Papa?
I was at his house. Valentine's. But I sure as hell got Bob. Real good. And now...
It's showtime.
Yeah, you stuck with me. You gave me the taste. The taste of the power. Yeah, you take a... When you go to take a sip on that power fountain, that water is gushing out so fast, but it tastes so good. You're immediately addicted.
Addicted. Doug's taking on a lot of responsibility for a 12-year-old. I think he's handling it pretty well.
He's only 12. I thought he was probably at least 50, 60.
When I was...
He's got the mind of a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Is there any more Jetsons?
Yeah. Well, one of the best quotes came out of Staying in those, one of those four 10-minute sections where he goes to Subgenius, the Pleasure Saucers will make the Jetsons look like the Flintstones.
Just
thought that comparison was...
Yeah, that he kept it in the Hanna-Barbera pantheon of beginnings and endings and things like that.
The caller called and then became scared and left.
When I grow up, I
want to
be underappreciated.
I do too.
You can too.
You can call this show and be underappreciated. That's for sure.
And hello.
Hello? We don't care, but hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Well, what?
Okay, well, what? Wait, what are you doing up at this hour?
It's why are you here?
Quarter to something in the morning.
What are you doing?
I have to talk.
You have to be at an hour like Scooby Doo. What now? Something.
What now? Hey, the show seems to be rolling along.
It really does. And also, you're in Burning Man part something or other. Did you see yourself?
What?
In 96? Trying to supervise the moving of the big head?
Oh, wait, there's a lady caller, and the audience wants to hear the lady caller.
Oh, put the lady caller on.
Yeah, really. Play the nice music. Taxi Quit Bob. Talking, guy.
Just cut off Taxi Bob.
Taxi Bob with the hairy legged.
Hi.
Yeah, what's going on, lady caller?
Hi.
She sounds charming.
She says hi very
away.
Well.
I can't hear a thing.
She says hi very well.
Hi very well.
She went away. She didn't like the church music.
Pardon me while I turn my computer down.
Sorry.
Here we have this. Is that Suicide Man?
It is, sir. At your service.
All right.
Being drenched in the rains of Palm Springs with thunder on the way.
Uh-huh. I heard it's going to be bad there today.
Thunder and lightning, fire and brimstone.
How cool. I'm going to be in Death Valley.
Very bad.
That's wonderful on the desert, though. On the edge of the desert.
That's a year ago, February a year ago. Ran out into the...
Are you talking about the reverb on our voices now?
Yeah.
The reef?
Yeah. Now, here's my
reverb
problem.
Creeped in.
Two faithful old callers on the line and a third person calling, and you know who that third person is, right?
It's the female that hung up accidentally while ago.
Some random caller.
Wanna.
How much longer does Burning Man last on that channel?
Oh man.
Quite a while longer.
Forever.
Yeah, no, it's almost over. I'm not going to reprise the burn. That's in part three or something.
Yeah.
And then,
by the way, that's
way back there. And it's a good view. The embers.
It is an old view.
I don't know, yeah.
An old view, and then people write and email me and say, thanks for bringing it. It'd be so cool. I'm going to go this year.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I
it's
try
like
to say,
think it's going
to
be the
different.
Same.
Hey, you know, if you guys would spend the night with each other, you could both be talking on just another extension on the same line, and we'd have another line freed up for another caller.
That's pretty much what happens.
Ah, I'm glad.
I see. So, okay.
But where's the other line? Somehow or another, we didn't get that. We were supposed to net another line. And
you only got two or...
We got three, I think, right?
Oh, 18? Okay. Well, then...
We have 18?
Yeah.
But only three at any given point in time, right?
Yeah, for purposes of discussion.
Yeah, for purposes.
And grading.
Yeah. Now, we'll try to jam a few more callers in there.
Well, unless, you know, things aren't preferred.
I wish I could show you guys the Blu-ray of the footage I got, because I'll probably never get as good a shot again. And everybody was driven
you had
away.
Blu-ray and Burning Man?
Everybody was driven away by the dust storms, and so...
Yeah, sure.
Can't you Wi-Fi that Blu-ray to Video Monitor 3?
So the dust storms scared the Pinks and Normals, and then what happened?
I
mean, for your Blu-ray?
I happened to see the man clear as a bell with no dust between our camp, between Space Camp and our destination. So
nice. We
all hastened forth, and before I knew it, there was those blinking lights right at my feet. Nobody was there at that section of the circle.
Well, the good thing is that I didn't get to see most of that center. I was stuck way in between that rave ghetto thing that was just... It was a
what year are you guys
time.
Talking about?
This year, or last year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I just drifted off into because I just have been cutting and putting up 96. And that year, I wound up with a big burning piece of the guy's head in my hand and thinking, I can walk back to camp, right, my little camp right now, and put this there and have it. Or I can stay here and watch the rest of the evening. I wound up carrying that thing. I still have it. Carrying that big old corner of the head back to my place and
torch,
getting it lost.
Doggy head.
Well, the neat part is it has these melted blue beads. And Chris Campbell mm-hmm. came over once and saw those little melted mm-hmm. blue beads and said, "Those I put in those for my father," and recounted a long story. And that every mm-hmm. year he would, because that's how I met the guy. I originally saw the head and thought, that's like $3,000 worth of work, $5,000 worth of work. What the hell? I got to meet this guy. And he described a goodbye ceremony that he had privately about every man, because he really put his heart into each one every year.
Aww.
And then, you know, he had to say goodbye, burning it up. It was a good thing. It was a very good thing. A good thing for everybody. And if you look at part something or other of Burning Man, you can see his front yard where he used to make the man. And he's got it all over his driveway. And he's got all these volunteers, and everybody's
But what's the point?
The neighbors must talk.
There's a part three starts with Stang going on and on and on about something, and then you say, right in the middle of everything, Reverend Stang, what about Slack?
That's what I was going to ask you about right now, is what about Slack?
Yeah.
What about it?
Have we been Slack yet?
There's a portrait of Bob in the corner of my Facebook portrait picture.
Oh, I just put up the assassination of Bob tonight on YouTube.
There's all kinds of Bob stuff going on these days.
Keeping the icon alive in Bob way.
You gots to. I mean, there's X Day, there's St. Stupid's Day.
There's a day in the week, almost every week, that you can remember Bob on. Every week, just remember to put those dots on the wall, and you don't even need the face anymore. You just put generic dots on the wall, and your eyes will make the face happen.
All those dots, your little teardrops,
like a 3D painting puzzle that you know you have to stare at with your eyes crossed for about an hour.
Or look at it under peeping on acid with the drama with the flames over exploding things.
But then you'll be puffing on the pipe with the pipe face that you see in the dots.
Okay, hey, can you tell me where Varennes Alley is? Varennes Alley.
Varennes Alley. Okay. Let me look
map
that up.
Quest
for
you. On the...
pull up the map quest.
Okay, hang on a minute. Now,
this
how do you
the map
spell
quest music?
Okay, I'm going to go to the map.
V-A-R-E-N-N-E-S.
Wait a minute. It's pulling it up, but I do have the Wi-Fi connection here. Okay, I'm looking.
Oh, you do?
I'm going to the search
address. You're
going
to have to use you guys more often. This is very handy.
This is, now, what's this street I'm looking for?
Finally, the show has a use.
It beats calling the dispatcher.
It's Valens, V-A-H.
V-A-R.
V-A-R. L.
V-A-R-E-N-N-S
Avenue?
Too late, I found it.
Oh, man, come on. You should have just let me go for a little while.
I was letting you go. I was waiting.
I know you're way ahead of me, but I got this little thing. I'm, like, poking it with my fingertips.
And will technology catch up to the cab, right? Hope it all on the
Jesus call me when you have a tough one.
Okay, I will. I'll call you back.
Okay. Ah, and that's what it's like here on the show at 10 minutes until 4.
I find a symmetry of energy with Bob on one wall with his pipe and Stalin on the other wall with his. It's facing each other.
Yeah, it's like the pipe aspect is definitely there, but that big mustache, that'd have to go.
This next one,
and then, you know, they might look similar if you could find the smiling Stalin face, the one where he was selling still, and he wasn't telling, but he was selling.
There's a couple of smiling pictures. There's one where he's signing a death warrant where he's kind of grinning a little under the mustache.
That's a time when a lot of dictators find a certain joy in their daily activities. Signing a death warrant here and there, you know?
Ooh, a little here and a little there. You can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs.
Yeah,
you know how it is. You do what you gotta do.
Nowadays you can't break some eggs without filling out forms.
Yeah, and you can't make an egg without eating an omelet or two.
Well, when you're an unrestrained politician, sometimes you take liberties, you know?
Right, right. You always take liberties.
Well, when you're an unrestrained...
When you're an unrestrained politician...
No scruples. He was scruple-deprived.
Are you talking about a scruple-deprived, unrestrained politician, bureaucrat?
I'm talking about probably the most successfully ruthless Darwinian survival of the strongest politician that ever lived.
Wait a minute, are you talking about most of our Congress?
No, I'm talking about Yosef Vissarionovich Zhugashvili.
Oh, yeah, well, that's for sure.
However, Bob is the benevolent side of the intense energy of the human will, which balances out the negative pull.
That's true. That's so. You're in the middle of that symmetry.
All of us are. We all are drawn toward one pole or the other, as our wills dictate.
Oh, now what?
And you just put a different face on each side. But fortunately for you, you've got the one face that will pull you through, no matter what you hang in the opposite symmetry. Although the good counterbalance is there. Although you could have chosen some other counterbalancing. Dictators that may have actually even been more extreme, but it's the pipe that actually provided most of the balance, though.
The pipe is the unity. The pipe is the unifying factor.
You guys sound like you're in a cult or something.
A cult? No, I follow them. I don't make them.
Yeah, I don't follow. I don't make them.
Too much
work. Not anymore.
Although you can get rich.
Too late for that.
Yeah, you used to get rich. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and the women, too.
Yeah, it's easier just to have a cookie cutter approach to that nowadays. You just buy your cult in a box.
Cult in a box.
Cult in a box. It's so cute.
Now in the new low-cost economy size. And this week only, 3 for $1. Ah, it's so cold.
I don't know whether I'm going this year.
I wouldn't
if
I were you.
No suicide man at birth.
If I were you,
I've only missed 1 year in the last dozen.
Wow. No 20-foot man.
I just don't think
it's time to do something different.
I'll never be as lucky again as far as I was able to walk at a leisurely pace to the fire when they were letting people in. In fact, our section was probably let in before anybody else, and it was just such a leisurely thing, and like it must have been 15 years ago, where it wasn't a big stampede. It really felt good.
Yeah. But this year you had to stand in line, and like guys would send you in these long channels. They had their it looked like they were flight
I'm talking about
technicians.
This last year, 2009. That was the most, it was incredibly special. It was in, at the actual time of when the crowd went around the big fire. This sense of fearful worrying about being trampled or anything like that.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
You could go in and out of the crowd, in and out of the fire without worrying about
getting
the
burned.
Crowd being so tight that you'd have trouble breathing in the innermost 30 feet or 50 feet or so.
Yeah.
And
how'd they do that?
Because most of the people were driven away by the dust storms immediately before the burn, as I was twice. It was only upon the third try, about 11 o'clock or so, that it occurred to me to go out and take a look while everybody else was sulking at their misfortune.
Yeah, I can sulk at home with the best of them.
On the other hand, if I didn't go and I was watching it online, I'd feel so forlorn. Doggone it.
I felt so, what I felt was elite and special watching it online.
Missing.
I was sitting there in my, looking at that dusk blowing by and thinking, oh, I'm so glad I'm sitting here breathing this fresh air.
Well,
I did that without having to drive or spend any money on gasoline, too, just with the same old Wi-Fi connection I normally had, but... That's the one thing about this year's Burning Man I really enjoyed was not being there, which I haven't been since 2000 or 2001.
Maybe I'll go to Greece instead. It's about the same cost.
Yeah, easily spend less money and go to Greece on one of those cruise ships.
Greece is cool. Oh, I wandered among these ruins there a few months ago.
Hmm. Did you take a few photos?
Oh, yeah, a few thousand, including stereo pairs. And
The coolest place, I think, was Delphi, that, as far as its location and setting.
Now, did you visit the Oracle there?
I tried, but it was closed off because of a landslide. But the Oracle was really just probably a few scattered bricks among next to the Temple of Apollo.
Oh, sorry.
But the Naval of the Universe...
I'll reprogram that.
The Naval of the Universe that was in the Oracle building is lovingly displayed in the Delphi Museum.
Ah.
So you get to see that, and I'm a big fan of ancient stuff. So
well, I understand that the Oracle of Delphi had a... there was some type of a gas leak that caused
ethylene.
What was it, ethylene?
Ethylene vapors.
Yeah. And those... Now, I heard something recently that those had suddenly become active again.
Well, maybe we'll get people leaving their body and making profound...
Yep, whenever the stuff is needed, the gods cut it loose.
Yeah, so...
So they can operate again with... we'll get these women that are virgins their whole lives. And,
yeah, those are the ones.
I think what we need is, like, to take a van down there
with one of
those $99 Costco tarp covers, you know, and just set a roadside stand up.
Sounds good.
We just set a roadside Oracle of Delphi.
Oracular vapors.
Yeah.
And they're virtual, so they can't hurt you. Here, I'll just punch it up.
Yeah, that would
that
be
might be
so
good for
great.
Stock market
I'm going to look that up. I'm going to look that up right now. See if, I'm going to look that up on the speculator market. See if somebody will apply a potential algorithm. We'll see if there's any money in it.
Money. Google money.
Nice. Look
the original Oracle, they had an extensive intelligence network, which gave them all kind of political news, and they also responded to occasional bribes.
And all kinds of info about how to answer people when they came in with questions that supposedly they'd never thought of before, but that intelligence network allows you to find the questions before you get there.
If you go to one of the strip clubs, they actually have like one of the private booths in the back.
I'm looking at that right now on my camera.
They do the ethylene gas, and then they have the girls like tell you your future.
See, we could do that on the side of the road. We just have to figure out how to pipe that gas that's leaking again.
I don't know what ethylene gas is like. I hope it's not related.
It's a good future. My future is a good one on 94.1 KPFA in Berkeley, 89.3 KPFA in Berkley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, KPFA.org.
Business done.
Dr. Hal earlier mentioned that the ethylene was not related to toluene, which fortunately is the case, if that's the case, because it's nasty stuff, toluene.
And it's not ethane either, like
ethylene.
Ethylene.
So, any chemists out there that know the psychoactive properties of ethylene?
Yeah, come on, caller. Call in.
You can experiment on yourselves and then let us know if you die or not.
Yeah.
Where do you find a safe source for your ethylene?
Okay, I got to go.
All right, pick somebody up, would you?
I don't know. Can you buy tanks of it?
Yeah, come on, caller.
Are there two or three commonplace chemicals you can
mix
together?
I'm going to see if this electricity applied is going
to
help.
It used to be
out
chemicals for research, but I don't know how that works anymore.
How about that butylene glycol?
How about that stuff?
Yeah, what about it?
Isn't that like...
Oracle gas.
Oracle
come on, guys. How can we make Oracle
industrial
gas?
Industrial chemical psychedelic inebriant.
You don't need to make it anymore. It's just, there it is. It's leaking out of the earth again.
You just got to
tap that well.
It's a beautiful trip to Delphi. You get to cross that cool new bridge they have and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, so that amphitheater you see there, that's not really part of the Oracle.
No, it's a big city complex. It's actually spectacular. I'm surprised as much of it is around as there is because of its location on a mountainside, which I guess landslides help to preserve a lot of the buildings, which a lot of that debris got cleared away and such.
Interesting.
It was... another cool place actually was Olympia. It's much more ruinous condition, but there's something poetic about these tumbled ruins that are among these groves of beautiful trees. The museum there is actually really neat. They've got the best statue from the ancient world, probably, in existence on exhibit there, as far as the condition and quality. Mm-hmm. It's the Praxiteles, is the alleged sculptor, or it's a really good copy of it, of Hermes with the infant Dionysus. And
anagram of ruins.
Every one of you has seen that countless times.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the Olympia Museum. It's one of the good statues that the British didn't carry off. Another really cool place was Sunyan. It's this isolated temple on this crag that overlooks two oceans, the Aegean and the Mediterranean. And it's relatively isolated, not too crowded, and just an incredible view from there of the ocean going.
So why do you want to go back instead of going someplace new?
Well, there's other places I didn't go in that area. And I'd like to see Mount Olympus, too. That's northern Greece. I also want to go to see a couple of the seven wonders of the ancient world sites in Turkey.
Certainly.
On the other hand, India calls. India's got stuff that's like anything you could ever imagine as far as vastly intricately carved temples carved out of the rock. It's unbelievable. You don't have to worry about architecture. You can just carve it out. You just can't make mistakes.
This is incredibly fascinating.
Well,
now how do you tie that? Did you tie that back to the Pythia?
To the what?
To the Pythia.
The Pythia.
Who was the speaker, the priestess who spoke as the oracle? For Apollo.
Look up the last proclamation of the oracle. It was made right after the Christians closed them down. Basically, the message was in so many words that the oracle was no longer in service at this time.
Well, that makes sense, you know. So at least they were thinking about customer service, you know. And new people would come up looking for the oracle. They could have just a sign that says, sort of like ancient version of out of order, you know.
New oracle.
Yeah. Or maybe it was some Christian wrote that as a joke, you know.
Where I was running a little oracle program here.
First thing I like for their jokes.
Looks like the Slack monster just escaped.
Are you all right?
You got that
thing? Gentlemen, I must go.
All right, thanks for joining us and providing us with that Slack-filled explanation of your trip to wherever it was. And then here we are back on the quiet show. Looking at the little...
It's really the cutest little show ever. 848-4425 if you want to call before it's 420.
Did you know that some languages are too hard for dogs to understand? And therefore, practitioners of those languages do not own dogs at the same... or have a respect for dogs, even, that other cultures do. Other practitioners of other languages. It's a language thing. No, I'm not trying to be... You say I'm trying to be prejudiced. I'm not. I'm trying to just take it apart into an indecipherable... What is that? Well, that's...
Five, four, action.
Aha. Thunderbirds are go.
MC Parker, DJ.
Where is Thunderbird? Yeah, you're like...
I'm stuck on the countdown. Uh-oh, what happened?
I don't know what all happened.
He's rewinding his own tape on YouTube in the past.
You could do that in the old days. I think you should post that backwards version of Titanic. Do you still have that?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was trying to think of some nice... The original soundtrack was great, but only because the JVC Super VHS...
The little VCR sampling thing it did
would sample like 5 seconds and then
play a couple.
Like push. It's each 5 seconds, but it was basically backwards if you listen to the whole thing. But each 5 seconds is forwards listening, and they would lose a couple of those sections every once in a while. So
yeah,
that it was
grab enough to be able to reverse some of it.
Yeah, most of it.
And then go grab another, reverse it, go grab another,
shove,
reverse
like,
it.
The next 5 seconds ahead of itself, and it hilarious. So I'm looking to see if I...
Funny.
That's one of the things, the reason I got
I wish you had that.
I have one copy, so... I think I will at some point.
Yeah, you can rip those, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if I have a better copy somewhere with that original soundtrack. The one I think I have doesn't have the original backward soundtrack, so I'd have to come up with some kind of
cool. Man, those don't have mech tape decks like that anymore.
No need to. You can do it on iMovie, and, you know, time just passes it by. But yeah, it was a wonderful feature.
Do you have a feature in iMovie that lets you reverse the movie? You do?
Yeah.
Play it backwards?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have that.
In fact, I did a little thing on their press conference where, you did a little dance. It's the same thing they did with Hitler and the little jig he does where you go from A to B and then you reverse it. So the guy goes, and you do a little dance on it, did that. You reverse.
Oh, I know there's this little effect you can do. I got to check that in my... in my secret bag of...
And then I do a dissolve on top of that so that people move around really fast.
Yeah.
But since the furniture in the room don't move, the people look really
So if fast. If I had that feature, I could actually do that by just reversing the movie.
Or the whole movie? Well, sometimes if you apply a feature, then you can't cut stuff up if it's applied to the whole... I mean, you have to cut the pieces first and then apply the feature. The feature lid.
Yeah, because it's an effect. It's not something you can do like you could do in the physical world where you just reverse the...
In the new 9009 iMovie, it's just like a little baby Final Cut Pro. Mm. And I don't think you can mess with the soundtrack at all. Hear that guy out there talking?
It's so sad.
That's so sad that people aren't free. Oh, that lonely guy out there talking.
What's that guy out there? Why is he all by... Is he by himself?
I think so. Unless somebody calls 848-4425, he's by himself.
Yeah, because it's the way it works.
That's your cue.
That's your cue, caller.
That's your cue, caller.
How come you... Say something.
You okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? You need to go to the hospital?
You okay?
At no time can you figure out watching any of those things, who has to go to the hospital or why.
I think they cloned Hitler's mustache back in 93.
No, the movie's...
The guy first talking
what
about
year is
Hitler.
That? Yeah.
Hitler. 93.
The movie's 93? Somewhere. They saved Hitler's mustache?
Talk to me. Talk to me here. The year Anno Domini.
Oh, yeah.
1950.
I thought it was the 60s or something.
April of 93.
I'm glad to see we're back on solid.
No, not April. What comes after April?
It was really...
10.
Like
10?
Really like
or 11?
Day.
May.
Depends on what time of day.
Yeah. Hawaii.
Well, it's early. No, in Hawaii? No.
If it's blue in Hawaii, then it's 10.
It is early on Hawaii.
In May.
Yeah, it's like 3 in the morning or 2-1 in the morning.
So it's blue in Hawaii, it's 10 to legs.
Maybe they can't be necessary.
What happened to the show? Now it makes me all dizzy when I go on the show.
Yeah, my head spins. I close my eyes and my head starts spinning. I have the slow ovals. I have to keep one foot
on the bumper
of the ground.
Car. Do you watch the Saudi Arabian guys do that? They wear roller skates and they're doing 90 down the road.
No, they just use their shoes. They don't.
I know. I just saw roller skating. I mean, these guys are doing like 109, holding on the door. It's like, boom, and leaning out. And they're on roller, you know, real. Yeah, and they also do shoe guys. And there's one guy who has a phone shot that just scares me to death. His buddy climbs out on the hood and is calling on the hood. And they're doing like 60 down a freeway.
And you know what? They're using our money. The only in the San Francisco.
And they're using our
money. They're doing that in iMovie, man. They're not doing that in real life. That's all faked.
These kids don't even care about iMovie. They go from phone to, you know, the internet. Why waste time editing? Adding soundtrack.
Well, yeah, that's what we say, but they do that to trick us into thinking that's all real. They don't really do that for real.
Okay.
Kids aren't that dumb.
No, they're smart.
Yeah, they are.
Cool.
They're dumb.
No, they're not. They're smarter
than
we are.
You're talking about the wrong children.
All my kids tell me how much smarter than it.
Yeah,
oh,
they
I'm
are.
Back,
yeah.
You
remember
it takes me back to 92 when you were.
To 93 or 94?
You mean when we used to trick our parents into thinking we were smarter than them?
Yeah.
Remember the plane?
And they certainly fell for that. I'm sure they did. I'm absolutely
sure
they did.
I wanted to steal the prop, but all I got was the front wheel of that plane.
Did you steal
the... roller skating?
Did you, who stole the...
I got the front wheel.
All those hills and...
Who stole the car?
I think at Burning Man. No, I mean at Night of Slack. The altar.
The
yeah, the dog's
beautiful
pop.
Big altar, yeah.
Were the dogs a popping or something?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It was somebody like that, and they called the show, and we ignored them and hung up on them because they
no, that was that guy that like caused problems for a while. They probably know.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't
remember.
I don't have the
now.
The deep story.
Since I mentioned just that much, I'll be called a pedophile on alt.slack. He'll refer to me as a pedophile.
Right. One of those
from a pedophile from St. Louis.
Right. Yeah, that, okay.
Remember that?
Yeah. There's one other member of history who I don't even name on these tapes because of those feelings.
And I don't even like
Was I on the tape? Was I on there somewhere doing something?
No, of course you are. Yeah. And,
you're
and,
there, but
yeah.
He mentions you, so that doesn't mean you're not one of the ones he doesn't like.
Oh, yeah, there we go. I guess you're right.
See,
yeah.
That's proof. Proof.
Yeah, I know how easy that stuff it is works. When you have proof.
Somebody's never talking about you that you have to worry.
And there's the K-Rob bus barn firm burn down bus trip coming up on the 30th. The 30th, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So that's the, I was trying to get all these dates together. Cause
they're
going to
burn the bus?
Happened. Well, at the end of the thing, yeah.
Where does it
actually,
end
it's just going to be eye noise now. I don't even think there's a movie. I think you just drive around and watch Endless Kill Them. And go somewhere. Where were they going? They were going somewhere.
You know, gravity and stuff.
I've forgotten already.
We should bring Crazy Dave's tape, too. And show Crazy Dave's. Have you seen Crazy Dave's? Have I ever showed you Crazy Dave's?
I don't know.
No.
Maybe if you're living on moon or somewhere where the gravity is not so.
On the moon?
Yeah. Right. Or somewhere where the gravity's not
as. You don't need no from Crazy Dave.
Let your titties flow freely.
I think I'm going to, I'll try to find that. I know where it is, and I'll show that to you, Puzzling Evidence, and you'll freak out. Remember I showed it to you once. It had the guys wearing the goat heads and the sheep faces and stuff. It was like Super Kill Them with lots of blowing up heads.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, so I haven't seen it since then. That was like 109 years ago.
But that was pretty funny. It's very, very sick and demented, at least.
I don't want to talk about that on the air. Everybody will see my underpants.
Everybody will see your underpants.
Burn your underpants, too. You don't
need it. Put it on the web. Put it on the web.
Your skin
it
marks.
It's all on the web. Everything's on the web now.
The web.
Just Google the show.
Crazy Dave, the show.
The show is not on the web.
It's Crazy Dave on the
web. Crazy Dave might be on the web. It should be. It might be on.
It's not. I've searched. I was glad it wasn't.
Why don't they? Oh, really? That's
it's
weird,
not.
Man. That's just weird.
It's just too sick.
Oh, yeah.
Too why. Sick.
Yeah. I mean, it would be like indicting yourself.
It's fat guys in diapers and stuff, you know?
Ew. It's horrific.
Well, it's not wrong.
Yeah. And they're not even clean diapers.
Nope, they're just surreal diapers.
That,
they're artisanal diapers.
That makes it even
diapers.
More sexier.
What was that clown that used to vomit up the mayonnaise? Ew.
The vomit up the mayonnaise?
Yeah.
The guy from Petaluma?
I don't know, but it's coming up on line...
Donald the Nut, and he used to do a little
thing. Yeah. Because I'll probably be running into those tapes pretty soon. I was going to put together a compilation of the shots I have of him. He still lives up there.
Did you go to the Fringe with the time they went to the Fringe Festival?
No.
And they had their clowns stop at Victoria Station because they left it unattended. They're spacer, like Texans.
Yeah. And what happened to Pie Man?
And then they have to.
I know you can still get. If you, I saw it just recently. You can still get huge vats of mayonnaise.
Really? Tubs and
tubs of mayonnaise, and then you could redo.
Stick your head in it.
You can stick your head in it.
That'd be cool. That'd be art by itself at a subgenius show. You get an amazing standing ovation.
I would stick my head in it, but I would like fill my mouth up with it and squirt it out. You know.
Well, you don't think it would be the. Like three or four or five lowerarchites of the old school all sticking their head in all their own tub of mayonnaise would bring down the house.
You know, if I had some girls that would wrestle in
that's
the mayonnaise.
That's how cheap it is. That's how cheap we are.
I would suck the mayonnaise up into a big mouthful with my cheeks extended.
Yeah,
and then, like, take both fists and hit my cheeks simultaneously and squirt it out. Like,
and look, I'm a pimple.
Yeah. With mayonnaise, it would be much better than mashed potatoes.
Yeah, the mashed potatoes are boring, really.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mayonnaise would be very, very interesting.
You'd probably get a good long
chopped onions and it would with the mayonnaise.
You put a little chopped onions in there.
Ew, ew, strong.
See, don't say hi.
Wait there, say hi, sure. Let me call it back in here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's on like the radio. Party girls are on the radio.
You're in trouble now.
Tell her she's on the radio.
Tell her not to use any bad language since she's on the radio.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tell her she won on the radio.
Did we blow it there?
No.
No diaper.
Not too much. We would never do that on the radio.
Not too much.
Okay, yeah. She's so
it's always better than not enough.
Well, for Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, but some might not agree with that and want to do it on a different day. We'll provide the pardon, the relief, and willingly suffer.
It was today on the yesterday? I think it was yesterday in the New York Times. Well, first, local paper, I think caught my eye where the parent thing said, our kids, you know, won't get away from the computer, basically. That was the underlined letter to the advice column was, cannot separate the kid from the computer. How can I do this? And they went to this really nice stock answer about, you know, have more together time.
Yeah.
Read books, blah, blah, blah. And I just kind of put it away and thought, God, what idiots. They don't really see what's going on.
Yeah.
And then flip the paper over in the front page of New York Times. Full article on that about give it up, get over it. That's what their world is.
Yeah.
You're bye-bye books and quality time and all that. Forget it.
Yeah.
It just get used to it, folks. Wow. And it's funny, too, because I talking to people whose little kidlet brothers, they like their 5-year-old to 8-year-old little ones around them, they think, oh, I'm really, they're completely different than I was. You know, really fast. A lot of other stuff is now taking over.
Oh, yeah. My daughter was so into text messaging, and still is, that, you know, that's like she'll have 3 or 4 running conversations going on all the time with her friends.
Yeah.
And it's like they have this constant community, even when they're by themselves going on, where they're texting, they're getting opinions, they're having side conversations with other people.
Opinions.
And the next thing you know, and I checked the messages, and it's like I told her that she has, on the average, sends for every day of the month an average of 1 message every 5 minutes.
Man, that almost seems slow in my mind, just because if I were that age.
Well, that's including time when you're eating and you're not constantly texting and you're sleeping and everything else. That means there's a bunch of other times when she's really got some peak total number messages going, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, it took me like 6 messages to text her to tell her that, you know? So then I sort of like the other thing hit me was that, just to do it a little bit, you're going to have a lot of stuff going back and forth.
Right. Yeah. And I like to look at how they look at the outside world, the real world. We used to call it real world, you know, walking around and going to the forest and caring about rocks and trees and stuff. Interesting, because there's so much of their world is here, which makes sense to me. I would be too. It's just like, how do you integrate that with that stuff? Maybe that part's over. No, no. Or beginning to be over. Oh.
It's just a changing...
It's right. It's just a dynamic
thing going on. And, you know, you latch onto it where you feel comfortable. And
my grandmother...
You don't where you don't. It's all about pressure and pain.
1908. Caught a whiff of gas from the Berkeley riots. You know, I always thought of this. Like, wow, Berkeley riots? I mean, she never would have understood that, yet she had to look at it because it changed really fast. I'm sure she was ready to punch out at the end, just as we will be, too. Are you okay, caller? You need to go to the hospital?
You need to go to the hospital?
Oh, maybe.
I am in hospital already. I'm actually hurt.
That explains a lot of things. You've probably already been medicated by the hospital staff there.
No, medication.
No?
They're not giving me any.
How come they letting you have a telephone?
I'm pushing the button,
but the nurse isn't coming. The nurse isn't coming. You're pushing
the button. It's just a bear or some hairy gorilla or something.
It's a bear, a hairy thing, a hairy beast?
I can tell. Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure you're in a hospital?
Could be a zoo.
You need to go to another hospital?
Is there any vegetation around you? Are you actually in a bed? Are you just lying on a bed of spruce fir branches?
It's more like what you call a bed.
Is it like a fluffy bed of bread? Lying in bed in this bed of made of bread.
Yep.
With a red bedstead. There he is. Fred and Ed. And their friendly favorite sled, Jed. All three of them together there. In their sled bed.
And sledding down the snowfall of the show. It's 4:23, so you should all be feeling nice and warm and fuzzy now.
Court. Okay. I can feel the fuzziness.
A lot of snow in here.
In here, yeah.
Yeah. It's snowing in there, huh?
It's snowing all the time. So much snow.
So where are you calling from?
I call from
San Diego.
We got one caller from San Diego, and another caller. Where's our other caller from? Phoenix.
No.
Yeah, we're using the.
Everywhere rain.
Phoenix.
I'm holding a mango. I'm not sure if it's right. The other side is green, and the other side is reddish. Not reddish, but you know, like kind of red.
Like the color red, but you're resolving a macro in your other hand?
A mango.
A mango. I thought you said a macro. I thought maybe you were actually, like, working on it, trying to resolve some kind of circular reference you had in some macro.
I'm trying to solve the ripeness of this fruit, but, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't throw it out with the bathwater.
They maybe put in
it's not a good idea. Bathwater's already kind of dirty and filthy. You've been bathing in it, you know? You wouldn't put your fruit in the bathwater.
Little baby
head. Doesn't make sense.
You'll wash the show baby head.
Why would a person do such a strange thing?
Because they're a caller, true and true.
What sort of caller would be?
So what's
more
the weather like down in South California?
Wouldn't it be 26 years, 27 years, up Chuck?
Oh, is it 26 years? 84?
Up Chuck?
Man, I'm really feeling this funky.
I was using subgenius math.
Subgenius math?
Yeah.
Subgenius math, you have to add 2, subtract 3, and divide by 4, multiply times 12.
Oh, I'm feeling this, man.
And then
the jazz hands and stuff.
You're feeling it. You're feeling
the cane in your hand, yeah, wearing a little hat. You know, the hat that is way too small for your head. That's what this guy.
I actually think this is mine.
All of my hats are way too small for my head, unfortunately. Yeah. My head just gets bigger and bigger as time expands into this new
universe. Well, that's how it works. That's how the universe works. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Just like my head.
Yeah, that's the one we were talking about. You can't use that in the hospital. They'll take it away from you if they catch you using it. So be careful. Don't let him see the light. Don't let him see the light. Notice the light blinking. If they see the light blinking, then they'll know that cogitation is actually in process. They hate cogitators.
And constipators.
Constipators and cogitators. This is the problem today we have in the modern world that we just can't get over. By using the techniques applied from historical example.
Too much thinking, not enough stinking.
There's a lot of stinking thinking going on. I'll tell you that.
I think the clown's diapers. I'm putting down the hat.
Uh-oh.
Open the hatch. Now.
Here.
We don't need them.
Yeah.
So if you want to drop off your... We're not really looking for you to drop your pants. We were thinking more you would drop your jewelry off at the show.
What jewelry?
Leave it with us.
The Nazis too.
wallet. They too get credit cards.
Whatever else you've got of value, it doesn't have to be jewelry as long as it has value. It could be cash. We're going to use this to help
all stations stand by.
The station stand by us in our hour of need. And all medical people. There's a whole.
And you go see the big old 3D universe.
Mm-hmm.
The universe stuff is. In fact, I was just thinking about doing that, sneaking off and go to the IMAX maybe the next couple of days. Because the runaround air, when they're running around through the other universe, is pretty wonderful. But
yeah,
they have an ad for this, you know, in regular 2D for the Band of Brothers, same guys, the, you know, Spielberg and what's his name. But they're doing the Pacific now.
I'm going to get that open speech version of it.
What's open speech? You can't do that.
Open speech. Yeah, it's the new version of movies that the director and the producer authorized for distribution.
The director's cut?
Yeah, it's like a director's cut. And they authorize for free distribution for use by, you know, members of the intelligentsia. The elite get to use them for a while. For their own special pleasure.
I'm just looking at the pleasure saucers. Sorry, yeah, I didn't.
And
I
they
wasn't
have special pleasure saucer
it.
Attendees that watch the movies for them first, and then they put the movies on, and you get to be one of those movies that attends the attendees.
You saw that Avatar?
Yeah.
You saw that Avatar?
Yeah, the Avatar.
I saw that Avatar.
Saw that Avatar?
Pete Goldie called me right afterwards because he was in the same theater as me. He's like, "That movie stinks."
He said he was in the he said he was in the movie. That's what he told me.
No wonder it stunk.
He loved it so much that he was in it.
No,
he did not love it.
Why did he not love it? I'd rather hear his reasons from you than from him.
Yeah, I would too. I don't want to hear his true reasons. I want to hear your interpretation of his reasons.
I don't know. All I got was a message afterwards that says that movie stinks.
I'm going to start writing about how much I love it and start sending the trailers to the movie and talk about
this
completely changes all movies forever.
I think that's what I heard. Somebody said it changes all movies forever. They'll never be the same.
That was Hal's thing, but no, hey folks, if you got $30 billion for every single movie and you can somehow shove it into the very limited 3D movie theaters, yeah, then it does.
Yeah.
It doesn't change anything except the amount of James Cameron's worth on stock.
Yeah, it changes it. But I heard he was for eco-terrorism. He thought that was a worthy cause.
I hope I cut that out. There was a funny article about how many people are reading in their own versions of things into that thing.
I'm a big tree hunter, too.
But that means he did a good thing, because it makes everybody happy or mad or something.
I mean, I think the message at heart is good.
Yeah.
It makes everybody happy or mad if they let them.
Oh, I thought the message was the center pane on an air attack vehicle suddenly gets weak. You know, it can stand up against bombs and bullets and everything, but then when a flying pterodactyl with a stone tomahawk or arrow hits it from above.
No, he had explosives.
Yeah. Well, that's the magic of movies.
Because he was a Marine.
Yeah, that's right. It's an armored...
That's the magic, man.
The magic is wondering where the girl chopper pilot will wind up in the second and third movie.
Yeah, because
I don't know, man. I don't know.
She was like gung-ho.
She was, and she doesn't die.
Hey, doesn't she play a helicopter pilot in every...
It's too cool to have me for a fan. I'm just not cool enough to be a fan of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can join Pete Goldie and say, go see it and then talk about how terrible it was. It's a lot of fun.
I won't go see it. I'll wait till... Because, see, that's what they want me to do. They want me to go see it.
Yeah.
They want me to go to that IMAX
theater.
You
could go see it and then sit backwards and just, like, stare at the projector.
I don't want to go see it. It's like, you don't want to get a cell phone. I don't want to go see Avatar. It's that same kind of principle.
Yeah.
Rational.
I'll go see Avatar when you get a cell phone.
Okay. By then, Avatar will be like, little.
I'll go see Avatar when I can steal a copy for $2, you know.
Wait till you can watch it on Netflix.
It is fun watching selective focus. You know, you can take the glasses off and you can see where they're like the main character is totally in focus, and then different depths around that. It's sort of like filming 10 versions. And
yeah, like a stereoscopic kind of thing.
And then you can adjust that feel.
Yeah.
So as you turn, giant cartoony version of what your eye does happens. And it's really fun to kind of flip back and forth and see what he's doing. Yeah. And yeah, like, you know, 10 years from now, that kind of thing will be the norm. But it's not changing.
10 years from now, they'll install those things in your eyes so you won't have to deal with the glasses anymore.
You know, I was just talking to somebody who went to the consumer show. I forgot where it was or what it is. But it's like the 4-day consumer show. And the newest thing that will be out easily in 6 months because it's so cheap is that, Tom Cruise and Minority Report, where you're shifting stuff around. All you need are two stereo cameras now, apparently, can make that feel very quickly. Uh-huh. So as a gimmick, it's going to pop up in mere months from now, where you can go, oh, channel 4, I want, you know. And your TV guide will be in 3D, in 2D in front of you, 1D in front of you. Just a little plate.
It'll look like 3D.
Well, you'll think it's 3D because it's something in front of you, it's not 3D, it's just another D that's been pushed out for you. And it's a gimmick, it's a cheap gimmick, but it'll sell like crazy.
They had the guy who was actually working with that, and he was using the Nintendo Wii controller.
Oh, sure, yeah.
To actually make infrared whiteboard where you could just write on a wall.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
A projector. And then he had another application where it was like making a 3D field, which I guess if you worked on it, you could make infrared interactor with that.
What is the media by which the image is displayed? I mean,
it's displayed on a
translucent board or something, or
it's
transparent.
Projected, I think it's projected
on a piece of glass or what?
Yeah, projected on a board.
Interesting.
It's very bizarre.
So it's like a teleprompter, like the president uses a teleprompter, and they'll have a slanted piece of glass that they actually display it on, and then they project that from an array, apparently, and then you can interact with it. Interesting.
My head's starting to hurt thinking about this.
It is. Stuff. It's really making me want to take this potion here.
It's the show. That's what the show does.
Oh, you got a potion?
Yeah, I got a potion. It's like a...
over there.
It says number 9 on it.
And the...
Oh, there you go.
And the tiny what other colors. There you go.
Evidence. He's taking potion number 9.
Uh-oh.
Do we still got the guy from Phoenix on?
Yeah, it's you.
Phoenix.
Yeah, I'm outside of Phoenix.
Yeah?
Why?
You
big show off.
What are you doing outside Phoenix?
I live out in the country.
Why don't you go... Oh, okay. It's not like they're keeping you at the border of Phoenix and they won't let you in or anything.
Sheriff Arpaio checks everybody.
You think you're a little bit country?
Oh. He's a little bit rock and roll.
I'm out in Rainbow Valley.
I went through Phoenix recently.
Riding mules.
I drove up. I hit like most of the major cities in Arizona in one drive. I didn't go to Jerome, but no. I remember seeing the word Jerome somewhere while I was in.
I have friends
Arizona.
In Jerome.
If you're ever there, go to the
kaleidoscope
shop. It has all kaleidoscopes.
Oh yeah, I know that place.
Holbrook, Arizona.
Yeah,
I've been there. I went to Holbrook, Arizona.
I have an old friend that lives in Jerome, just up the street from that where he's talking about. Where everything's up the street there.
That place is bizarre.
Yeah. Hal used to go out there in the 60s and meet old hippies that had sort of refurbished those homes back before anybody wanted it, you know, before Sedona.
I went to one place that had the Roadkill Cafe in it.
Yeah.
On Old Highway 66.
That's the case right there. Little aged raccoon.
Yeah, some squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a dead vulture.
Some sun fried snake.
Some sail cat.
Yeah, I was asleep, and I had a dream. I was sitting there talking to you guys, and then all of a sudden I woke up.
Yeah, and you
and
were driving.
You were talking
and
to
you
us.
Were driving outside Phoenix.
Yeah, suddenly I woke up, and I was driving. Yeah, and the other passenger was trying to shake me awake.
I'm glad we woke you up, then, for safety's sake.
Yeah. That was pretty crazy.
That's one good radio you got in that car.
It's raining there. I mean, is it snowing there today?
Man.
No, we didn't get none snow, but it rained like a son of a gun.
Yeah.
You started to say a bad word, but then thank you for editing that for the radio airplay.
I want to apologize for that earlier, too, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we always thank you, Taxi Bob, for editing your just normally very salty language.
I can really go.
You can really go. You sound like a drunken sailor on crack.
Hey, let's get in this cab and drive to Point
on
Arena.
A drunken sailor on crack and steroids.
Yeah, come by and pick us up, and then we'll drive to Point Arena.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
We just live like that, wildly.
Yeah, we'll just live like that. And you can do it with the meter running.
Yeah, that would be fun for me.
Yeah, no kidding. It'd be about $700 tab for us, though.
Looking at that thing going, like, God damn, what am I doing?
It'd cost us like $1,000 to do that. With your meter would be doing double time.
Yeah. It's Bob. Well, Bob runs that meter.
Button.
Yeah, it's a special subgenius meter button.
The blackout button.
It, like, puts my affairs asleep, and they wake up, and they are twice as much as they should.
So do you have the radio on so your fares can hear you talking to us while you're there driving, so they know it's you?
Sometimes I do make a point of doing that just for the hell of it.
Yeah, that would be great.
The ski bunnies, I didn't do that.
You should have like a sign on the side, like a neon sign that you can flip on that says, on the radio now.
You.
And then you can then you can imply that in the random cab thing. I think you should try that random cab idea. I think that's a really good idea.
What's the random cab idea?
The random cab is where you decide where you're going to take is somewhere on the peninsula.
It
says random cab, and you just drive around. They don't know where they're going to go till they get in, and you take them. And then while you're driving, you let them be on the radio. You call the show. And we'll let your rider, as long as it's the random cab thing. You got to go for that, man.
It's got to be the random cab.
They have, you know, they're going to, like, spin the dial. Maybe you could do a random cab where they get three choices.
Or they get, something on the
it's going to be some kind of touristy thing, you know. We want them to
have something like a dartboard or something.
Some way they can choose, like, a big wheel, like spin the big wheel.
Yeah.
You go
to North Beach. You go to the East Bay.
Or put it on a slot, you know, like a one-armed bandit in the back where they just pull a hammer and it.
You go to Point Arena.
You go to Point Arena.
No, you got to have some kind of proximity thing that keeps it close by. So
I mean, it can't be like kidnapping.
Yeah, it can't be like kidnapping.
Oh,
they have to know that they don't know where they're going to go.
And they have to know that because it's a random cab, they're off on an adventure.
Yeah, and they're going to pay extra for that.
It could be like an ice cream shop there. They spin the wheel, and you can win it, or you could get a flavor. You know, it's like there's 50 flavors, and for the slot, say you win a free scoop.
There you go. You know, that could be part of the whole random cab thing.
Maybe the random cab should only pick up people from the random ice cream place.
Yeah, because now you got to clean the ice cream out of the cab. And,
no.
There should
sounds
be.
Like a mess.
They could spin
like
the ice cream place.
And if we go over hills, they
one
might.
One of the things could be a cab ride.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you
no,
didn't
I,
get a scoop. What if they got some booze? You got to get the cab now.
Well, this whole random thing. This is the wave of the future. If you think about it, there's a way to deploy this.
My
whole,
RAM is dumb. I can't get it to hold the zeros and the ones right. Do you
really?
Know how to smart up my RAM?
We can do that. But we got to remember that the random thing. This is a.
Is
we're on the bottom. We're on the. We are at the very beginning of a huge. Huge marketing change.
What about those biochips? Are they?
Yeah.
This is going to change everything when people want to start going for random marketing. They don't want to have target marketing anymore. They want
to
be able to just go in and have pick what they want.
Random.
But they don't know what they want. Now they're going to go in, and the random marketing approach will just recommend something. They don't even have any idea even what category it's going to be in. They're just going to pick it by spinning the big wheel. So it's not totally random. It's random within a given set of possibilities.
And
you as the taxi driver or the ice cream provider provide that set of possibilities.
Ice cream.
That way you can control it.
As long as it's not the dry ice cream, you used to get the Smithsonian, you know.
Yeah,
the,
that dries can burn your lips.
And it, if you drop it, it's just pure sugar. So if you drop it on or about or in anything, man, you can't ever get it out.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult.
It's like Bob being in your thoughts. You can't ever get it out.
You can't get it out. It's those dots. You can't get them out of your eyes. Once you see them, they're in your, they're embedded on your cornea now. So that every time you see the dots on the wall, the random dots, you visualize the face and the pipe. That's why even the pipe is like the essence of the face. If you take the pipe dots and you impregnate any drawing anywhere in the world with those pipe dots, it will automatically take the face shape. It's very interesting dynamic that some people have discovered recently. So what happened to the background?
What I'm doing is trying to give the listeners the perspective between the organic and the mechanical here. So now we're in the mechanical part of the show. We're just strolling. You don't have to run.
There's nothing sharp. You can't fall down.
They're just software.
If you do fall down, you'll fall down on a padded wall.
A nice piece of software. So just relax.
As long as the pumps keep pumping air into this big dome, we'll be okay.
Yep, and there are only a few minutes of show left now.
If the pumps stop,
you just want to relax as we land back in Berkeley.
We are the Discovery.
It's kind of like Discovery. It's a little bit scarier, but, I mean, it sounded like a nice, slow show, but later today you'll think of things and maybe let out a short but pithy scream because of some subliminal information.
It'll be pithy. But don't you be pithy.
There's no subliminal message hidden in the breathing.
How much do we depend on barrels? Barrels, like I said, yes. How much do we depend on barrels to provide that distinction that we enjoy in our scotch?
I'm here to aid your digestion. I'm going to emulate the sound of cell phone interference for your cell phone-less mechanical hour of slack here.
Mm-hmm.
And, basically, here it goes.
That's right. I don't recognize it, but it sounds very realistic, whatever it is.
It sounds like cell phone interference when it interferes with the radio.
Yeah, and, you know, because you hear it all the time, and you could almost have that happen all the time on a radio station such as... Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man, move your cell phone away from the radio a little bit.
Oh, so you can get a little bit... of a different dynamic.
It's hard to do.
Yeah. I'm trying to get into a different pose, so I'm gonna take my left hand.
I can tell you've been working on it for a while.
Well, yeah, I mean, basically I've been... Okay, now if I go like this, it's like...
Is that a bigger cell phone?
No, it's just
one of those... Yeah.
Lying at a different angle.
And different brands.
He seems to be wrestling with it. Is he really small? Is that the deal?
He is really small, and he's wrestling to stay in control of the
radio
waves.
If I dial a different number, I can...
Oh, this is the part where he's trying to get back in the show, and the show won't let him in.
Oh, okay.
He's got to ask the question, how does a tree become a barrel? What is the process by which a tree grows up and thinks to itself, someday I'll be a barrel?
Yeah.
Do the cell phone interference sound again. Come on. Oh, man. Okay, for the listeners out there who are avidly recording the show each week, this is the section where you can have this sound for yourself. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, and if you're out in the desert driving by yourself and you're out of cell phone reception, you can play this back and you'll feel better.
You'll feel back like you're close to cell phone reception.
I'm hearing a cell phone signal. I must...
How do barrels produce such different flavors in our distilled spirits?
The inside of the barrel and produced a new product that can't be tasted. Yeah! Okay. Now, if you took that signal, you might be able to actually contact.
I hear the signal. I can hear the signal. Mmm. So why do they toast it? Go call her, go. That collar is so real. I can't believe how realistic.
Incredible. He looks like he's been turned inside out.
How does he do that sound?
Oh, that's just me swallowing up. Yep, and he's gone. This is not the scary part of the show.
No, this is the regular...
This is just regular
panic,
show.
Panic part of the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's regular panic, but yeah.
It's part of the show where we regularly panic in a regular, normal way. We don't waste time, and we don't run in a non-panic way. We run in a panic way.
Yeah.
And if it's true, if it's a true emergency, then we don't call it shoving. We call it expeditious movement.
Mm-hmm. Like as people are running toward the saucers. That
right.
Kind of
as
panic
the people are running toward the pleasure saucers, the slower people should stay to the right. The faster people will run on the left, shoving the slower people to the right. But just remember, it's not really technically shoving. It's more like expeditious body displacement by another person. They don't mean anything by it. It's purely just a movement. It's a physical activity. So don't take offense to it. In fact, listen to this. This will instruct you on what you should do next in case of a government-induced panic alert. Here it comes. Get ready. Almost ready. In the meantime, here's a recipe for pork loin stuffed with turkey sausage, chard, and sage. When scalloped potatoes, yams, and pies are all supposed to be on the table for 4 hours, you may not want to bother with a bird that demands a lot of time. And more often, space. And even the gases.
Gangster Computer God Worldwide Secret Containment Policy made possible solely by Worldwide Computer God Frankenstein Controls. Especially Lifelong Constant Threshold Brainwash Radio. Quiet and motionless. I can slightly hear it. Repeatedly, this has saved my life on the streets. Especially Lifelong Constant Threshold Brainwash Radio.
Yeah.
Billion worldwide population, all living, have a computer god containment policy, Brain Bank Brain, a real brain, and the Brain Bank cities on the far side of the moon we never see. Primarily based on your lifelong Frankenstein radio controls, especially your EyeSight TV, sight and sound recorded by your brain, your moon brain. And the computer god activates your Frankenstein threshold brainwash radio with lifelong inculcating conformist propaganda, even frightening you and mixing you up and the unusual Don't worry about it for your setbacks, mistakes, even when you receive deadly injuries. This is the Worldwide Computer God Secret Containment Policy. Worldwide is a Frankenstein slave, usually at night. You go to the nearby hospital or camouflage miniature hospital van trucks. You strip naked, lay on the operating table, slides into secret containment computer god robot operating cabinet. Intravenous tubes are connected. The slimy, vicious jowl doctor simply pushes the starting button.
Ripped apart by a bunch of zombies.
By a bunch of zombies.
I die a bit more.
Yeah.
Romantically.
Yeah.
Like in the arms of a lover or something?
Yeah, that'd be okay.
So ever since I was a kid, I thought I'd die in some kind of catastrophe, you know, like a nuclear war or a world holocaust.
I think...
Hot rock girls save the world.
Care for your patch. The actions you take in your yard and garden reach beyond your property line.
Oh, yeah, didn't you? You did all that back when you were enjoying your neighbor.
When I enjoyed my saws.
I used to enjoy my saws.
I don't get the same kind of pleasure from my saws that I used to. Now that my neighbors enjoy that saw time that I've become so accustomed to. Sawing away boards for seemingly no reason at all, far into the night. Cutting up large boards, making them into small boards. Noisily employing the use of saws so ancient they were outlawed because of sound violation years and years ago. And yet, do I care? No. Because my art, it's my art to use these saws to saw away to my heart's content, building things of no obvious usefulness.
Like this show. Here we are nailing and hammering all night, and for what?
For what? We do it because we have these objectives, these long-term commitments to our mission, our nameless mission.
The nameless mission. I forget about the nameless mission because, I don't have even file for it or anything.
The nameless show, the nameless mission. But
and you're part of it now.
Somebody's got to do it.
It's like a little tar baby.
We put it up there.
Once you listen to the show, then you're stuck to it.
Put it up. Yeah, you're stuck to it. You can't let go. You don't want to let go now.
Don't want to let go. Because
it feels good. It's warm and mushy and all squishy. Makes your head all squishy on the inside. And all gelatinous. It's flapping around. Gives you that kind of funny gel-like feeling when you sneeze.
It's all gooey and sticky.
At you.
Funny part is a lot of people listening right now are getting ready for work.
They are. They're wondering, when is this going to be over? Because I want to hear the news. Yeah. I want to hear the weather. I want to hear something normal. I want this stuff, this wasting time stuff, is time to be over.
Yeah, blah,
and that's what we do best here on the Puzzling Evidence Show for many, many, many years now. You have listened to this show to get those things that you can't get on those other shows where you do get the news.
Yeah.
You do get the weather. You do get informative conversation. And this,
but you don't find out any of the factoids you get on this show.
Yeah.
This guy's ready. He's ready to sing his our outro.
Oh, yeah. This is the show singer. Are you ready to sing the outro?
And so we thought.
Wait, not yet. No, we got 4 minutes.
Wait, we got. We got four more minutes.
You really can't stop an artist.
Wait until
like
the third minute and then start up.
Okay.
And don't forget the part. Where's Todd?
Toddio.
He
died.
No, the other Todd.
Elizabeth.
Toddy used to call and he would sing, "The show goes on." Where is he? He never calls.
I need a few hot potties in order to sing that way.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well,
Okay, well, still got, it's not the third.
It's an ambitious ending.
It is. No, we're really, like, really ginning up the expectation. So why don't you go ahead and start?
Okay.
Thought you never would see the end, and so we go into our kind of lovingness forever.
Your brains with the king,
and we both,
and it's such a well-paid thing.
And this one will begin next week. Join us on the Postling
Edition. Yeah, yeah. That's great, man.
Show! Yeah!
See the big finale there?
Yeah, that was great.
But it's still a couple minutes, so.
Only we're in your mind.
Well, there is some time in my mind.